Well, this morning we're getting a chance to catch up with Sharon Guffey Lewis, talking about some of the activities that will be going on here this summer at the Hitchcock House here just outside of Atlantic. Good morning to you, Sharon.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How about yourself?
We are fine. I'm actually still in Arizona, so I haven't returned to the land of the heat and humidity yet.
Well, you've missed out on our incredibly crummy spring weather, so that's okay.
Yes, I've heard that. I have heard that. So.
Yeah, certainly. Well, lots of things always, of course, going on every year at the Hitchcock House, and you've got some great things lined up here again this year. I guess you want to start with what is one of your most upcoming and nearest events here we've got on the schedule?
Well, our nearest event is this Saturday, May the 7th. The Pioneer Skills Festival is going on Friday. The school children from all of Cass County, which is Cam, Griswold, and Atlantic, come for their tour. And then we open up the Big Red Barn, and they get to do all kinds of fun activities that might have been indicative of the period of time when the Hitchcock House was being lived in and was used as a stop on the Underground Railroad. So it's really a fun day. It opens at 1 o'clock on Saturday, May the 7th, and it is free. So what a good day to spend an afternoon out in the hopefully sunshine and not rain, and fresh air, and you can tour the Hitchcock House. School children are free. Anyone who is a freshman in high school or older is $5, so it's not an exorbitant amount for a tour fee. And there'll be tin punching, there'll be butter making, you can make your own candles. There's an apple cider that you can learn how they press apples into cider and taste that. There's rope making. There's just all kinds of fun activities going on in the barn. And it's especially for children. So we hope that people will come out and enjoy a free afternoon of some good activities going on in the barn. And so that's our nearest activity. We actually opened on May the 1st, and we had a few visitors last Sunday. So we are really, really happy. You know, COVID has sort of crippled our attendance and also the times that we can be open. So we are really happy to say that we are open again Thursdays through Sunday from 1 to 5. The last tour begins at 4:15. And so we hope that people will really come and visit the house. I'm sure there are a lot of people who are local that say, well, you know, I know about the house, but I've never been there. Mm-hmm. So Saturday is a perfect opportunity to bring your kids or your grandkids or your nieces and nephews and come and enjoy some fun activities.
Yeah, it's just an awesome piece of local history and great stories and great viewing there and all kinds of neat stuff there inside the house. And, of course, the house itself just on the outside is fun to look at. And I'm sure you hear a lot of good stories along the way. And, yeah, like you said, what better time to do it than we've got some other activities going on as well.
Yes, we do. Our next day, usually in the past, before COVID, we've had three summer activities, one for each month. And so now with this summer, we're back to having three activities. Last year, we only had one, but this year, we're back to having three. And our first one in June is June the 26th. And David Conan, who is a member of the Iowa Humanities Speakers Bureau, is going to come and talk. And again, this will be in the barn. At 2 o'clock, from 2 to 4, and the house is open again for tours before and after David's talk. But David is a really interesting fellow. He's actually written a book called Iowa Confederates in the Civil War, And, you know, people think of Iowa probably for the most part as being a Union supporter during the Civil War. But actually there were people who supported the South and the Confederates and fought in the war for the Confederates. So David is going to talk about his book and make his presentation about, you know, how many and why Iowa, some people in Iowa supported the Confederates. He'll have his book on sale, and I'm sure he'll be happy to sign it for anyone who would like to have it signed. but you need to bring a lawn chair. And again, this is the program is free of charge. So it's a good way to spend an afternoon and learn more about our state of Iowa and learn more about the Confederates who supported the war on the southern side.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. Yeah, like you said, a lot of people probably think of that being the case, but certainly interesting information and obviously directly ties into the facility and the location there. It's nice to be able to hear that relation.
Yes, he's very interested. He's not a dry speaker at all. He's very, very interested. He always has a PowerPoint to go with his talks. David does a really good job. He's been there before, so I'm sure some people have heard him, but he is really a very interesting person and has done lots and lots of research about Iowa and the Civil War.
That's great. So another great event there in June, and then you'll have one coming up pretty early on in July as well.
Yes, we have one on July the 10th. And this is really an interesting program. This is the first time that we've had the Kimleys. Kevin and Patricia Kimley are from Ames, and they have together written a book called The Only Free Road. And they were actually there in September of last year just to talk a little bit about how they researched the book and then to sign it for those people who wanted it. It's a historical fiction novel, really. It's not very big, and it reads very, very fast. And it is for sale in our bookstore or gift shop for $12. So from that, they have, from their book, they have also now put together a show, I guess you would call it, a program. It's called The Missies of the Civil War. Kind of a hard word to say. And what they have done is they dress in period costume, and they have written letters that might have been written by wives and husbands during the Civil War. And then they're going to read those letters. And I know it might not sound really interesting, but Patricia is a really interesting person. And I don't know Kevin as well, but they are really interesting. And again, we will have their book for sale in the gift shop. And again, the house will be open before and after for tours. The program is from 2 to 4, and we always have drinks and cookies to munch on. And again, this is a free program. So a really good time to hear what might have been said between the husbands and wives who were actually involved in the Civil War. And then on August the 20th, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
I'm on a roll here. Yeah. On August the 20th is we have just a music group. It's to come to sit outside on the lawn and enjoy some good gospel music. The group is called Sweet Harmony. They're a quartet that has been singing together for about 40 years. Deb Parkinson and Pam Koso, Gail Whalen, and Jessica Jacobson are the four who make up the quartet. And they're going to come and just entertain us on a Sunday afternoon under the trees in the shade with some really good gospel and oldies music. So we hope people will come out. This is their first time to be at the Hitchcock House, and so we're looking forward to that. And then we will also have a light meal that day for just a donation, a free will donation, and we'll serve that. This program will start about 3:30. So again, bring your lawn chairs and come and enjoy some really good gospel music. And then pretty soon it'll be time for us to close again. So the summer will just fly by.
Yeah, I'm sure. This is great that you have the opportunity for folks to come out and enjoy these programs, both information and entertainment that they get out of it, and the fact that you're able to do it at no cost as well. How do you go about accomplishing that?
Well, we have some donations that are given to us, and then we also have Write for Grants. The Hitchcock House is not supported by any federal or money at all. And so we always are writing grants to get help us be able to present these kinds of programs at no charge. We have lots of wonderful, wonderful people in our friends of the Hitchcock House who support us with monetary donations. And then, you know, we do have a little money that comes in from the free will offering at the light meal that we serve. Mm-hmm. So that's basically how we make it happen. Because we, you know, now David Conan from the Humanities, that's a service of the Iowa Humanities Bureau. Mm-hmm. And so he comes to us through that Iowa Humanities Bureau, and so we're happy for that. But the others, we do give an honorarium to. And yeah. So, the money just comes in. You know, it's just amazing to us sometimes. We are so blessed to have such great supporters. And so it seems like whenever we need money, it always is. Comes in and appears, so it's wonderful.
Yeah,
we are very grateful.
Yeah, certainly a great group that support that, and certainly a great thing to support and keep alive. Lots of great things going on at the Hitchcock House here this summer. Sharon, we appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to let us know about what's going on there.
No problem. I'm always happy to talk about the Hitchcock House.